Daddy, please, Daddy, I'm having a real problem. I feel so ill. Daddy, it's all gone wrong, so wrong. I think I need some pills. Tell me, Emily, what's the matter? I thought you were doing fine. I'm quite busy at the moment, but I can make some time. Tell me what's the problem? I've got 5 minutes free. Thank you, Daddy. It's so important. It's my magic tree. The tree of life, Emily. No, Daddy, that works fine for me. Daddy, the magic tree, remember, you made me sole trustee. You, Mr. Harbottle, and I set it up, us three. It creates the money and sends it to me automatically.
Ah, yes, I recall. So what's the matter with the magic tree?
Well, Daddy, the problem is it stopped sending me the money. I called Mr. Harbottle to tell him it doesn't work. But when I asked for an explanation, I spoke to a total jerk.
Okay, Emily, calm down. Tell me why you're feeling sick.
Well, Daddy, you know it happens when people call me thick. Well, this man on the phone was mean, laughing about my tree. I can't believe a man like this actually works for me. I mean, the tree makes the money and then sends it to my account. It goes fast or slow and sends me a different amount. When I checked last week, absolutely nothing had arrived. There was nothing in my account. I don't know if my tree's alive. And I know that I should try to fix this by myself. You all say I should try and fix things without your help. But then I realised you must have many magic trees of your own. Maybe my tree has joined yours and found a new home. Do you think my magic tree has joined some ones of yours? Maybe they're together in a forest in the great outdoors. Maybe you didn't notice because your money's not small. Daddy, maybe you can check if your money's gone up at all.
Yes, my money's gone up quite a bit. It goes up all the time. But Emily, I'm not sure your magic tree has joined mine.
Let me just call up Mr. Harbottle to find out what's going on. I'm sure it's something simple in the system that's gone wrong. You were very careful when you were looking after your tree online. Weren't handing out passwords to your friends like that one time. The men working for Mr. Harbottle don't want to talk to me. They aren't telling me the state of my magic money tree. And I think this kind of attitude is completely unacceptable. I mean, how do I know that my magic tree isn't now a vegetable? Mr. Harbottle said the tree creates money as it grows. But how can I trust Mr. Harbottle? I just don't know.
Okay, Emily, let's take it slowly. Let's not frown. I'll give you some pills a little later. Let's calm down. Let's start at the beginning. We're going to put this right. Now, what happens when you search for your tree on the website?
Daddy, I told you the magic tree is not even here. The little numbers have vanished. I've been looking everywhere. Look, when I log in, everything's gone. I can't see them here. Like, the magic numbers are gone. It's so not clear.
Okay, darling. Yes, I can see there's no flipping magic tree. Your saving account's been cleared of all its money.
What's happened to magic tree? Is it really not here?
It says all the money's been withdrawn sometime early this year.
Well, you asked me to solve things independently. Once I did forget my password, so I got Chris to help me.
Chris the crackhead, the one in and out of jail.
He wasn't in and out of jail, Daddy. I helped him to make his bail. Chris helped me get into my account when they wouldn't let me in. He's such a superhero, I couldn't have done it without him.
I don't know how you're so stupid, Emily. I'm astounded. You won't receive any money. Your tree is gone and you're grounded.
You can't ground me, Daddy. I don't live anymore. I'm 33. And don't call me stupid. Do you mean Chris stole my magic tree? But Daddy, you're going to help me. You're going to give me the tree. What about my health? The cost of food? You know I'm gluten-free. If I don't have my magic tree, how am I good cause to stay alive? Daddy, if a magic tree stops paying, how am I supposed to survive?
You'll get a job, Emily, like the rest of us, okay? But I know that's difficult and I have a very busy day. So here's what I'll do. I'll send my people over to see Chris. And I know they'll be able to get your money back from this.